listening to the Dana Crypto Show, Bitcoin and Common Sense.
Brought to you by...
No.
I'm sorry, but if they think I'm endorsing car accessories, they've got another dipstick stick coming. No, they've tried this one before, and I'm radial tired of it. And they expect me to change gear now and start spark plugging their products. They must be out of their piston heads. Listen, I don't like to blow my own gasket, but I have better things to do than to sit here and wax polish lyrical about car parts. Car parts. I've got letters from fan belts who say, Max, you're special, you're unique, you're differential.
Yes,
I know it's what they want. That's because they're air-conditioned to it.
No,
I've fendered it off time and timing belt again. I mean, who's calling the tune-up? Who's in cruise control here anyway? I'll tell you who. Me, Max Headlamp. And if they don't like it, they can stick shift it in their exhaust pipe and choke it. And smoke it.
Well... if that hasn't got Oscar written all over it, I'll eat my invitation to the award ceremony.
Hurry, Boo Winkle! The show's about to start!
I'm coming as fast as I can!
You can't handle the truth!
You're a Gucci Boo Boo.
How dare you!
Good afternoon, America! Welcome to the Dana Crypto Show! It's the show all about Bitcoin and blockchain technology.
Yeah, Mr. Crypto!
Every now and again, we throw in a little common sense. How you people doing today? It's good to be back for this week's show. You can hear us on the iHeartRadio Network. Yes! And everywhere else, man, it's kind of going a little crazy. And we're happy to bring you this. Today, we're going to go a little off topic. It might not be off topic. It actually might be on topic. Because, you know, we believe in a level playing field. We believe that everyone should have equal access and opportunity to all things. Make us healthier. Makes us wealthier as a nation, man. And so I'm moving up to my area in Vermont and going back and forth for Boston. So I'm a radio guy. Got to listen to the radio. So I come across this dude.
I'm listening, dude.
And he calls out these insurance companies that are ripping us off, that are ripping him off.
Oh, yeah.
Small is beautiful. You know that on the Dana Crypto Show. It's the first FM radio show. Where in America on what? Bitcoin and blockchain technology. Small's beautiful. Big can be cancer, man.
You got orders from central control?
And so we're going to try to keep it real. So I'm listening to the radio and I hear this guy, and it wasn't too outrageous. He was talking about State Farm. I can say that. I think he was talking about that. He's not going to ever admit to that. I don't call it State Farm. I call it Jake Harm, because they harm us, man.
Bummer.
And Jakey's up there. He looks beautiful. And so I'm always looking at these commercials I see on TV, and I'm thinking, oh my God, you got to be out of your mind. You put this beautiful human up there, and he's a beautiful human being. He looks beautiful. Everybody wants to be Jake. We all want to be Jake.
Hey, baby, you looking hot tonight?
But it's all bullshit. I know this. I've been in business a long time. You know that. You talk to me. You tell me what's going on. I know all about this stuff, but we got to talk to the real world people. So back to the story.
Here's the story.
Riding up, and I hear this guy, Keene Auto Body, Keene, New Hampshire. Good signal. And they're on every, this auto body company, man. I'm like, wow, they're on every, and I listen to all the stations. They're on every one, man.
Wow.
They're on every, I hear the commercials every one. So I was just in a mood one day. I'm back at my house. I call up, and I left a voicemail. And I'm like, you know, dude, you love your commercials. I keep doing what you're doing. Didn't think anything of it. And then all of a sudden, I start hearing that voicemail. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm hearing my own voice on the radio. And then it starts to come out a lot. And I'm saying, you know something? They need to have more people come out and say the good things. The good things, man, that about businesses. Because there's so much bad in the world.
It's cheaper to keep her.
There's so much evil in the world we deal with the riots and the left hating the right and the right hating the left and people wanting to be in the middle and it's up is down and left is right. And who gives a shit? Really, who cares?
Lone Ranger.
On the phone with me is Steve P. He's the owner of Keene Auto Body. I really appreciate him taking his time out. He's a small business owner and he's taking time out to talk to you about what's real. When you bring your car, you want genuine parts. This guy is becoming the spokesman. He's becoming the Ayatollah of rock and roller on being the spokesman. I buy a Toyota. You want a Toyota part. Now, the big guys do this. That's their slogan. You know, keep your Toyota a Toyota. I know you've heard this. Keep it a Toyota. Well, what about Steve? He wants to keep your GMC, your Honda. He wants to keep it that way. So, Steve, without any further ado, I give you Stevie P. He's from Keen Auto Body. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, man.
How are we doing today, man?
I'm doing great today.
Good. I'm glad you came in. I'm glad you came on. So the big boys do it. I just said, keep your Toyota a Toyota. Tell me a little bit about yourself and about your background and what's going on in your life.
So I'm a third generation owner of my family business. We've been around since 1928. We've been around longer than the first traffic light in the city of Keene here. We're a small independent shop. Employ about a dozen people here at my business. We're not a referral shop for the insurance companies, and the insurance companies hold that against me and my customers. They'll do anything they can to intimidate, coerce, and steer my customers' repairs elsewhere to one of the referral shops that is willing to do a hack job and a cut rate job at the insurance company price.
That's outrageous. And they do this because, you know, I did a show just a couple of weeks ago about contact. We kind of hit it all on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. We'd like to bring common sense to the masses every once in a while. And 99 to 100% of my interactions with people, even our family, it involves transactions or money of some sort. It always involves that. So the whole world is based on this money. And these guys, all they care about is your bottom line profit. So talk to me about being a referral.
One eternity later.
Now we're just going to go off on a stratosphere because it's on health insurance. It's the same damn thing. It's like, how come I got to be referred out of my network? I don't. And why do, if I private pay my insurance, my health insurance, it's a different rate. They charge the insurance rates more. I don't understand that whole thing, man. Maybe you could help me out.
Okay. So while health insurance is totally different than collision coverage or liability insurance on your automobile, health insurance is a schedule of benefits where the insurance company is only going to pay X amount of dollars for x-rays or whatever procedure is going to be done. Collision insurance, liability insurance, your policy reads something along the lines, the limit of liability reads something about the insurance company's going to repay you the amount that is necessary to repair your damaged vehicle. That's the way your policy is. Something very vague like that. It's not that the insurance company is going to dictate the repair and how much they're going to pay for painting a fender or anything else. It's what the actual retail cost is that was necessary to repair the car. That's what they owe our customer. They owe an amount, and that is it. To become a referral shop for these insurance companies, where the insurance companies will direct repairs to the shop's doorstep, that shop will have to make concessions to the insurance company. They'll have to discount their labor rates, be willing to use knockoff parts, salvage parts, and to do the repairs that the insurance company specifies that they believe is owed to the claimant. We're a certified shop for Honda, Subaru, Nissan, Hyundai, and all the Chrysler products out there. Insurance companies do not like dealing with educated repair shops. They do not like that because we are not afraid to call them on the carpet because this is what the manufacturer says to fix the car. This is the way it's going to be done. While their referral shops are doing the repairs, the insurance will. And at the insurance company's prices, just so they can
make money. It's all about the bottom line. It's all about the bottom line.
And it is about the bottom line because in New Hampshire, the insurance law says it's about the amount. The amount is the price, the dollar amount. It's not what the insurance company says it's going to be. It's what the independent repair shop says it is. The fair and reasonable price is dictated by the free market. And what the insurance industry is trying to do is put a noose around the free market. And the free market, they say, claim and alleges the price that they put out there for the repairs.
I love someone that's going to stand up because in business, man, people will look at a small business guy and they think, oh, you know, we'll hit you up for the donations because you're making all kinds of money. And yeah, maybe a lot of money goes through a small shop, but man, expenses. And, you know, just absolutely trying to eke out a living. But honestly, absolutely, beyond all that, beyond all that. Cars are expensive, man. Cars are expensive. They're getting $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 over book value that the dealers are taking. Now, you hear the ads are all over the place. You want to keep your car going, and you want to keep it genuine. And the insurance companies, guess what? If you don't pay your don't pay your premium, and guess what happens? You'll get deleted.
Oh, right. My customers didn't pay their premium, they get dropped in a
heartbeat.
Yeah, heartbeat. But if the insurance companies don't pay their debt, what is owed on the insurance contract? Who do we turn to for help?
You know, Ghostbusters. I don't know. Who are you going to call, man? Who are you going to call? I got an insurance. Go ahead.
I mean, we have, you're in Vermont. You have the Department of Insurance and Finance. They're not going to do a goddamn thing for anybody. In New Hampshire, we have a department called the Department of Insurance. They're not doing anything for the consumer. So, we go to the small claims court to collect on some of the debts that are owed to our customers. Some we win. A lot we lose, but at least we're trying. Being State Farm, oops, sorry, being a big firm. We call them Big Firm here. They're the largest insurer out there in the country. We deal with a lot of repairs where they're responsible for covering my customers' losses. And they fight tooth and nail not to pay. We go to small claims. Sometimes they get thrown out. Sometimes we win. But I did appeal one of the cases that got thrown out by the court, and I cherry picked one, and I pushed it to the Supreme Court. And I did all the legal work myself. So right now I'm waiting for a ruling, and hopefully they told me it was going to be within 60 days, but 60 days have come and gone now. Now we're working on 90 days. And if it rules my favor, which I have a really good feeling they will, because there's no reason they shouldn't, common sense. It could make a real big mess for the insurance industry and their settlement practices. What I have found out this past week is, sitting on my iPad this weekend, just going through the news and whatnot and the insurance department website, I found the insurance department has took it upon themselves to change the definition of what and claimant is on an insurance loss, which I found interesting because that was one of my points going through the Supreme Court. And now the insurance department in New Hampshire is looking to change the definition of the claimant for the benefit of the big bad insurance industry while I'm waiting for the ruling to come from the Supreme Court.
That's crazy. It's insane. Yeah. It's the same, and I applaud you. I applaud you for doing what you're doing. And I could tell. I knew. As soon as I heard this commercial, I go, this guy's a hot shit. He is going after. I knew it. And just based on our conversation now, I'm like, you know something? Taking his own time, legal battle, superior court, going for it. Because you know something? When you believe in something strong enough, and you think and you're seeing something's being wronged, you got to make it right. Now, one of the things that caught my attention about your whole, approach was you had this probably 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little bit sooner than that. You gave an example. You said, genuine parts, I'm paraphrasing, you're going to help me with this after I try to get it out. Genuine parts are like fake bacon. You had like some of those bacos. It's like artificial bacon. That's like calling this bacon is calling those parts in your car genuine. I love that.
That's true. Yep. I got looking at the little thing that we put up. We went in a little festival over in Vermont. I don't know if it was a county fair or what it was, but yeah, we had a little display and that's what it was. We were comparing aftermarket parts to bacon bits. You know, you want the real thing you want real bacon on your sandwich or you want bacon bits. The insurance companies will say, tell you bacon bits are the same thing as bacon. We know damn well it's not.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're talking with Steve P. He's the owner of Keene Auto Body, Keene, New Hampshire. What an interesting guy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Dana Crypto Show, Bitcoin and Common Sense. They'll be right back.
Oh, God. Oh.
It's me, Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Formerly of Twisted Sister, but it's a technicality. Be that as it may, I hear when Dana, you used to play We're Not Gonna Take It repeatedly. You know, in some countries that's considered child abuse. I consider that hashtag good parenting.
Crypto. That sounds like an enemy of Superman, Dana Crypto. But anyway, that's not important here.
Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everyone, wash your hands, stay inside, make sure the world is sanitized. Shut it down, lock your doors, it's cancel culture, getting bored. Nothing left for us to do but sit at home and watch the news. We didn't spread the virus, 'cause we were all at home, we had nowhere to go. We didn't spread the virus. We all just stayed at home, kept playing on our phone. Made it to the grocery store, no toilet paper anymore. I guess that's what we need the most. I don't know why, that's kinda gross. Frozen pizza, Lunchables, shopping baskets looking full. Stocking up on all the seeds, I'll save the world by gardening. We didn't spread the virus, 'cause we were all at home, we had nowhere to go. We didn't spread the virus, 'cause we were all at home, just playing on our phones. No more South by Southwest, no more Disneyland, I guess. No more basketball events, all eyes on the president. Facebook full of scientists, amazing, I did not know this. All the posts and all the memes and government conspiracies. We didn't spread the virus, 'cause we were all at home, we had nowhere to go. We didn't spread the virus, we all just stayed at home, kept playing on our phones, at home alone, at home on all our phones.
Go wash your hands.
Let's continue our conversation with Steve P. Steve's the owner of Keene Auto Body, Keene, New Hampshire. If I'm with, you know, Big Farm, Jake Harm, you know, whatever you want to call him, man, if I'm with them, I can't go there because I'm
You can go there,
but you're going to be, I'm going to be discounted. I have to go to one of their shops to be.
No. You can go anywhere you want. The insurance company has no right to tell you where you can go. What they will do is they'll harass you. They'll call you. They'll intimidate you. They'll spread lies about my company, yada, yada, yada. And they'll tell you we're overcharging, that our repairs aren't warranted. And when I can pull out a folder of the repair procedures of what the vehicle manufacturer says that is required of us to repair, properly repair the car, my customers understand. We're looking out for their best interest. This is why they're coming to us. This is why I get the plaques hanging on the wall from numerous different vehicle manufacturers. We're trained. We got the equipment. Insurance companies don't like that. But my customers understand I can back up everything that we're doing to their car and what we're charging for. And the insurance companies will push back and push back to scare the customer out of my business.
That's what they do. I have an excellent story that I know you're going to appreciate. Is my car about 4 or 5 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, was parked legally at night, and it was struck. Guy came up, I don't know if he was drunk or whatsoever, but he struck three cars and sideswiped three cars. The car happened to be a Mercedes, a late model one. And they wanted to give, and I called his insurance, and they came down. It was Geico, was that one. Geico, and they sent their guy out, and they wanted to offer me such a pittance for that car. And I said, you know something? No, we're not doing this. And I was forced, because I'm like this guy, I was forced to rent a car. And a lot of people can't do that. I happen to be lucky enough or fortunate enough that I could rent a car for a couple of months while I fought these guys. Eventually, what happened is they don't like, they're bullies. When you're like Keene Auto Body, man, you stand up to the bully. When you were like me, I said, I'm not going to take it. I can't take it. No, I'm not taking a loss because my car was parked legally and your insured hit me. No, I'll take you to court. I'll do whatever I got to do. We fought back and forth for 2 months. One day I got a call. Guy said, come down. He says, we're paying you the full book value on your car as you determined, and we're paying for your rental. I'm going to write you a check on the spot, because they knew we were heading to court, and I don't back down, man, and that wouldn't have been good for them.
But most people don't have the time, they don't have the guts, they don't they don't want to go up against big insurance. And they'll just cave to them and let the insurance company walk all over them.
That's what happens. Go ahead.
For instance, I've got a car here. Well, I've got numerous dozens of cars here. I have a fairly new Tundra pickup truck. Hit hard in the ass end. Ripped the rear end out of the truck. These insurance companies are doing these, snap a few photos and we'll do an estimate for you. Well, my customer sent a few photos to the insurance company. Now, we wrote an appraisal for a lot of money, 15 grand, let's say. The insurance company came back with an estimate for like 4 grand. Didn't even address the rear suspension, the broken leaf springs or the rear end pulled out from underneath the vehicle. They said they couldn't see the damages. Really, you can't see the damages with a rear end basically missing from the vehicle?
Right.
I just don't get it. But they scared the customer. The customer wrote a nasty email to the insurance company, and it was another major insurance company telling them, you know, that she was appalled, she was upset that the insurance company overlooked obvious damages in their so-called estimate. A day went past, and the customer says, I got to release the car to the insurance company and let them fix it the way they see fit. But I'm like, it's a scam. It's a crime. It's illegal to undervalue their insurance losses, and that's what they're doing. It's a crime.
The politicians and the lobbyists, they got their back pocket, you know, the insurance companies, because they pay them to make the rules, and then we have to buy the rules. And they get the insurance company, and you're not, you know, no one's ever going to be able to fight that. And I'm glad a little guy like this can stand up and, you know, and give me the right thing for the right, you know, amount.
But you're right about the politicians. They got them in their back pocket. They got the lobbyists out there. Insurance companies is big business. What my dad always said, I think he said the church was the biggest business, insurance company and banks. And they're all crooked. So.
Except for the church is a tax exempt, which is... Your dad was really smart, man. He was a smart man.
But it is. They got big lobbyists. I've been up in front of the legislative house in New Hampshire. I've been up in front of the Senate house and spoke. And it is. It's amazing the money they'll spend up there and what they're paying these people to go up there to say in front of the government. And a lot of it is just lies. And they get away with doing it.
And... I don't think that's ever going to change. So we're talking again to Stevie P. He's the, or Steve P. Is it Steve P or Stevie P? I like Stevie
Steve
P. Steve P. It's Steve P, man. We're talking to Steve P from Keene Auto Body, man. And they're at 543 Main Street in Keene, New Hampshire. Now, I know a lot of you might not be in the area of Keene, New Hampshire, but this is a prime example. And as you know, I guess the tie-in for the cryptocurrency this week is Keene is one of the more populous areas in America that actually embraces cryptocurrency. You guys take cryptocurrency down there at Keene Auto Body?
You know, I don't know much about it, but when I told a fellow shop owner I was going to go on your show, I asked him if he wanted any questions answered. And one question he wanted answered, he goes, what cryptocurrency should he buy?
Well, I mean, if you're a novice, you know, you can day trade. I would say for long term, if it was me and I was doing something, I would buy Bitcoin. And I would just hold that for a long time. And then this other one would be Shiba Inu. And then, you know, you got a dollar cost average, meaning you just buy a little bit every week. $50, okay. $20, yeah. $100. You can do it on the app on your phone. And then it'll go up and it will go down, but it spikes exponentially. And, you know, a lot of people have done very, very well in it. And it's not, this is where it's going to help you, actually. If you look into blockchain technology, Google that. Blockchain technology, the Ethereum blockchain in the auto industry, or anything that you can put an NFT on, non-fungible token, and that is basically all it is a digital print. So this is how it will help, or the technology behind cryptocurrency, what actually makes it work is it's verified. It's something that you can't change. So if there's a part that's, you know, an alternator in a Toyota, and it's a, you know, it's a 2014 Toyota alternator that goes on the blockchain and it's verified, and it could never be replaced by that. You'd have to go to the factory and they would have to verify it. This is where the car companies could take control. And then nothing else could go into that car. It's the same way you can't change it. You can't change it like you can't change who has cryptocurrency. and who has, you know, how much Bitcoin? Well, how do you not get it stolen? I want to get too geeky on you, but how does that whole thing just stay secure? Because the individual person handles those keys. They're doing the job of the bank. And so in the case of blockchain technology, it will do the job of the insurance company. It'll take the insurance company out of the picture entirely. Not in your lifetime, sir.
Oh, I wish it would. It always amazes me. The insurance company should not be involved in my business at all. But unfortunately, the insurance departments across the country tie in the repair shops into the insurance settlement process. I don't have a contract with the insurance company, so I don't know why the hell they're in here trying to tell me how to repair cars and how to what price we should be charging.
Well, because they you know, it's the golden rule. The one who has the gold makes the rules. And in that case, the insurance company has the gold. And they're like, okay, well, we took all these payments from these people, and now it's time to, you know, to pay up. And, you know, they're not going to pay. They want to, you know, it's like I said, it's all bottom line. It's all bottom line. It's all bottom line. Well, Steve, you've been really good on the show. I thank you for coming on. Any parting words for the crypto maniacs? And any words or pearls of wisdom that you could bestow on us as far as dealing with getting our car repaired?
Go with your gut. Don't listen to the insurance company. You make the decisions on how do you get your car repaired, not the insurance company.
That's it. You've heard a couple of classic examples here. And again, thanks, Steve, for joining me this week. Here on the Dana Crypto Show, we believe in a few basic principles. We believe in a level playing field. We believe that everyone should have equal access and opportunity to all things that make us healthier and wealthier as a nation. We believe that talent is distributed equally, but opportunity, well, it's not. The world is changing, man. The way we do business is changing. And hopefully by becoming a fan of the show, you too can get in on the game. My name is Dana.
Yeah, Mr. Crypto.
And I'm here every week, iHeartRadio, baby. And other places too, at Real Dana Crypto on Twitter, at Real Dana Crypto everywhere else. And always remember, mutants, freaks, and cryptophiles, I am your king.